Let's do the birthday scam, and this involves one of our favorite subjects, barbecue. She works for one of the big barbecue places here in town, and sometimes she brings home extra barbecue, and you maybe even got some free briskets for their son's graduation. So we're going to call and say we found out about it, and we want money.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Doug Harris. I'm a district manager with barbecue. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm just calling to follow up on a little problem I think we have. Our manager, who's no longer with us, Chris.
Uh-huh.
We had to let him go because he was providing a lot of free food for a number of people. And it's come to my attention that maybe you were all one of the people that he was giving some barbecue to.
When?
In the evenings, and maybe also even provided some food for your son's graduation.
Provided some food for my son's graduation?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
He didn't provide three briskets for your son's graduation?
No. Who told you he's giving me free briskets?
Other employees. I also confirmed it with your daughter.
Free briskets?
And stopping by in the evenings and getting free food. None of this sounds familiar.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know who gave you the information about free briskets.
I figure you owe us about $500.
Do what?
And I think that's more than fair. For all I know, it could be more. How do I know how long it's been going on?
Sir, I don't know who's been talking to you, but I have not gotten free briskets from nobody.
Look, just denying it is not going to help the situation. Need I remind you, your daughter works for us?
Yes, I understand, okay. But I did not get no free briskets from
Do you want
Chris?
Your daughter to continue working for us?
Yes.
Okay, then I need $500.
I don't have $500, and I don't understand where this free briskets was coming from.
I'm going to do two things. One of two things. A, I either fire your daughter, or B, you have to come in and wash dishes for us. For $500, I'd say if you come in for the next three weekends on Saturday and wash...
Let me wake my daughter up and see what's going on. Addie, I got somebody on the phone threatened to charge me $500. Chris told them that I got free briskets and and I kept getting free food. You been telling people that I've been getting free food? Well, he said, unless I come up with $500 or go in and wash dishes for the next 3 weeks or whatever, they can fire you.
Do you own any rubber gloves?
Do what?
Do you own your own rubber gloves, or are you going to be needing some?
Who in the hell is it?
This is Dean and Raj, and Carl wanted us to give you a call.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! You know about this? Oh, shit, man. I'm over here freaking out. Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!